Blog Talk Radio.
Every time she filled up, 3 days was all that left.
to me. But I just couldn't see the light. Now she wanna leave me alone, so I gotta start treating her right.
I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all. 'Cause I was going the wrong way, I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all. 'Cause I was going the wrong way, I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn.
I woke up early this morning, expecting breakfast in bed. But all I got was a kiss on my forehead. I guess she done got tired of the thing that been going on. I gotta make a change before my baby be gone. Lord knows I love her, and I know that she loved me too. But if she ever leave me, I just don't know what the hell I'ma do.
I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all. 'Cause I was going the wrong way, I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all. 'Cause I was going the wrong way, I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all. 'Cause I was going the wrong way, I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all. 'Cause I was going the wrong way, I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Somebody got fucked up. Hey, thank y'all for coming in with me again on another Friday night. Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. All right, damn, we got a hand up already? Well, I guess ain't no need of waiting. Might as well let it get started. Come on, come on.
Let me in. What is? What is? Strange things. What is?
You in here,
what's
Mike?
Up,
you
everybody?
In here?
What's up,
going
everybody?
Down?
I figure I get a jump. I figure I get a jump before all the real races come on here.
What's going on, Mike?
What's going on? What's going on, Big Eddie? In the Big Eddie Show?
Did you see that race, man?
Man, yes. I've seen it on 9 different cameras. I've seen it on a big screen. I've seen it in the sports bar. I've seen it everywhere.
No way.
Yeah, I've seen it. I couldn't believe it, though.
Yeah, well, you see it, you got to believe it.
Yeah. But, hey, Leon stepped up out of there, though. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was having problems, though, man. He fought like a champ.
Yeah.
He down with the ship, though.
Yeah, so.
He fought. He stepped up out of there, though.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, that rooster didn't want to stay clucking on the line. Didn't want to stay clucking. But he flew on out of there, though. Yeah. That's a real car. Hey, Eddie, that's a real car, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know if he's going to want to keep on trying to go on them drag radio tracks with a big-ass slick.
No, what he should have did, in my opinion, he should have kept the big ties on that.
That's what he had on that, didn't he?
No, he had on... I don't know if them the same tires that he bought with the car. They ain't look big to me.
Yeah, but I think they were slick. Right? It wasn't a radio. But anyway,
right.
He chose his weapon. He had a hell of a tire shake.
Yeah.
He drove through that.
Oh,
God,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't take nothing away from that car Ryan got. That motherfucker lift up.
No.
That
no.
motherfucker didn't wiggle nowhere. That shit went straight down
nope.
Broadway.
Nope. And you know
when
what?
When that motherfucker lift up, boy,
opinion.
It got the hustle.
Hey, Eddie, and this is my opinion. Everybody in Chicago, it with a G-body, it's not going to knock on that boy door. And it's
nah.
not, he ain't going to throw a newspaper at his porch.
They're going to be careful now. They saw that.
They're going to throw a newspaper on his porch. Uh-uh. No, nah, you ain't getting no newspaper this morning. Ooh, wee.
Damn, man. That shit looked nasty, boy. When they lift up.
Yes, it did.
It picked that motherfucker wheel about a foot and a half, and they carried that motherfucker on down the track, just like that. I don't know when it come down. It was out of camera view, but it didn't go no higher.
Man, he went
and that shit rolled down there.
Right with that
mm-hmm.
car. He went into the sun. The sun was still up. He went
said,
and fixed it.
He said he had a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he didn't lie. He didn't lie. He don't believe in genocide now. Yeah.
I can't say what would have been if... Yeah, shit. I can't say what would have been. I can't answer that.
Uh-uh.
I know they called him out, so we'll see what happened there. I wish I had somebody still watching live stream, because I thought he supposed to have another race, another couple of races lined up, at least one more. Somebody told me it's two, supposed to be Anthony and some Mustang.
Man,
so
Ryan
I don't know.
After that pass, he didn't poop and pop or nothing. He left town with that guy.
I know when that motherfucker raised up, it was on.
Yep.
And he raised up, that shit was on. I didn't think he was going to catch Leon like that and go around him, though, because Leon, goddamn it, looked like he was out front from the video I seen. Next thing you know, they say he went around.
It was a dog fight. They might go back, Eddie. Don't get me wrong. They might go back.
Yeah, they probably will go back. Ain't no doubt. Because that was a good race. Leon had his little problem, you know, and everything, so they probably will go back.
Yep. Hey, before you start the, you know, the frying process, make sure you throw that big C in there.
Yeah.
Make sure you throw that C in there.
Yeah, man, where everybody at? I thought a few more people had something to say about that. I want to hear from somebody that was down there, too. I wanted everybody down there on that end. How close was the race? Was it tight or was it a gap? It's hard to tell from the camera from the starting line.
One camera I seen didn't look like no gap. Like Leon, you know, crossed over, whatever. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, damn, they look, but they say he didn't cross over. They say he wrote the line a little bit, but they say he didn't cross over.
Man, he got tire tracks. He got like tire tracks. All that's going to the left.
Yeah, man. You know, you gonna always go faster in a straight line than the car moving around.
Yeah, but that got damn Ryan. Lord have mercy. He went straight past the curtain. He went straight past the curtain. Oh, he jumped out the window.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Where y'all at? Come on in here. Anything else happened down there today? I don't pick up a lot of lives no more, so I'm pretty sure some more things might have went down. But, now that I'm on the show, too, I don't want to shut my phone down just to try to see some videos.
Oh, no. No, don't.
And I got to try to work this board. I was hoping somebody would come on here and kind of help out with that.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what they know. Yeah,
right.
Get a little more insight working.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, man. But hey, man, congratulations to both of them. They got out there and did their thing. Both of them had new cars. They seemed like they was in kind of like unfamiliar territory. I never seen Leon fumbling like that, you know, so I don't know what happened there because he was kind of fumbling. And they went in there, looked like Pete went in there with the wrench, tightening up his nitrous lines or something. Then Leon pulled up, and goddammit, I don't know what happened, but you seen the front wheels jump up off the ground, and smoke came out from the back tires, and he slammed on the brakes. And
yeah,
Pete
like
was sitting there looking like, what the fuck?
Yeah, look like
he
ran Pete over. Pete, like, get back.
Nah, He was on the side. He was still on the side, but he was looking like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. I mean, nah, he just tried to break talk, and I don't know what the fuck happened there. He had to tell us. He had to tell us because that motherfucker hit hard. I mean, it put smoke from the tires, man. That shit hit hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, he got to tell us that he was the only motherfucker in there. If you want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But from the way that race looked, it's gonna be a round two.
Oh, definitely. Probably at 41. Not at no drag radio track. Probably gonna be at 41.
Oh.
It'd be good if it was 41.
I don't think Ryan gonna race at 41.
Okay.
Yeah, he might now. I'm just saying, I don't think. Because, you know, that prep, that prep that we're going to have down, it's going to be the handle radios and slicks. You know what I'm saying? He might save it to the end. I don't know. I know at one time he was saying he was going to be out there. I know Ryan said he was coming out there at one time. I don't know how he feels now.
Everybody, the preacher boy at the track.
Yeah, I know. Preacher boy might be looking for some of that action, but I think he broke. I think he got to be careful. Yeah.
I ain't seen
Terrell in
there.
Huh? Terrell's when we locked in with, I think, Day-Day.
Oh, shit. That's going to be a battle of the Titans, there. You know that's a little Johnny, too. You know that car? You know that's a little Johnny, too. That's ground and pound old car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Johnny, too. You know, they had little street car, whatever, and they had the race car, the Tubbs and you know, the real fast one.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm surprised you wasn't down there, lad.
Oh man, no, I had to work. I got bills to pay. as long as I got a phone and a tablet and a computer. No, I had to work.
Yeah, man. Old Chuck said, Leon broke. It's over. It's over.
Yeah, Ryan said, Ryan got up there with Leon with a, got up there. He didn't tell how light that car was. He got up there with him. He said, I don't like you. Get up there.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, that purple car still scared me after what it did to us. That car still scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, Mike. What are these folks saying tonight?
Where's Brother T? Where's everybody?
I don't know, lad. That's what I was just wondering.
Man, don't let it be the Big Eddie and Larry show tonight. No.
It's cool.
Where's Rob? Where's Rob at?
You know, Rob, a lot of times he be listening, but he be doing other things, so he can't come on all the time, but yeah, a lot of times he still be listening.
Oh. Yeah, Route 66 wasn't that many people out there. It was they had a decent crowd, but it was a regular bracket race crowd. It wasn't packed like it was supposed to be.
Wow.
It's an NHRA event.
Well, it still got Saturday and Sunday, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, Sunday's the last day.
Yeah, Sunday's usually when everybody be out there.
Yeah, I'm going on Sunday. They need to open that track back up and turn it to a road track. They ain't gonna do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh hell no.
Not that clean old track. Bathroom.
Them people rich, man. They don't need no money to have it.
They had a show last night. You know that?
Yeah, I know.
There's something wrong with Blog Talk, whatever.
Yeah. He got it straightened out, but it was too late.
Mm-hmm. So, Brother Larry gonna have his show on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, good. That's up.
Oh, okay.
Damn, I don't see. Oh, did the kid go down there?
I think he did.
If the kid, you be on here with me by now.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
I wonder if Chuck them on the way back, are they still down there? Hold the show down, Larry. I'm finna try to call. All
right.
Oh, somebody got a hand up now.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, everybody? No, I was out at 66. I got some road noise.
Oh, okay.
Hey, kid.
I'm finna try to call Chuck.
Oh, they had a decent crowd out there, man.
Oh, okay.
Yep, they had a damn decent crowd. Surprised the hell out of me. See, they only opened up one side, the south side of the track.
Oh, okay, that's why.
You know, wasn't nobody sitting on the spectator side. You know, everything was, you know, concentrated on the pit side of the track.
Oh, okay, they opened up one side. Okay.
That's how they scammed the motherfucker. Talking about they didn't have no general admission tickets. All they had was reserve tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you slick motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Not the slick motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. Yes,
that
sir.
Hey, that track too clean, man. Don't go and shit in nobody else's garage, shit in nobody else's house, kid. Come on, now.
Yeah, you're right. Like I said, they didn't have nobody over there on the spectator side. You had a few people sneaked in over there, you know, and was sitting over there, but everything was, you know, concentrated on the pit side of the track.
Yeah, they ain't gonna never open that motherfucker up for bracket for like grudge racing and shit like that. No, you a lying motherfucker.
No. They don't have a big enough crowd, man.
What for the grudge racing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, if they open up for the grudge racing, these motherfuckers don't come.
No. Don't believe that now.
You don't think so, kid?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah, all right.
So you got, you ain't going to have all this bullshit out there, you know, standing up on the starting lines and shit and can't on out there in 66.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you're right. Yeah, you said something right, man.
They'll ship your ass down to Joliet. It's only down the street.
Yeah. Chuck said quarantine wrecked. They cleaned up the track now.
Oh, damn.
Oh, up at Mike.
Yeah.
I saw somebody's live feed where Leon suffered an ass whooping, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be around two to that, though, kid.
Yeah, that's what Eddie was saying.
Yeah, well, they might as well try to get that out tomorrow, then. Ain't no sense in waiting.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They're the track they want to be at.
Yeah. Both of them boys are trying to show something, boy, I tell you that.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't
well,
think
no
one
of them motherfuckers
no
slouch, boy.
Ryan Cox? No. Except
about well, neither one of them no slouch at all, boy.
Yeah, they said they had a premier track, goddammit, so they might as well go ahead and get round two out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Might not have the money to repeat.
Oh, shit, I know they didn't bet all they had. They didn't build all they had. I mean, they didn't bet all they had.
Oh, no.
They still got a few duckies and sideliners and shit. They can build it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, ain't no need of nobody holding their head down because of... They look like they were really at each other, man. And just, hey, somebody always got to win, somebody going to lose.
That is true. The video I saw looked like Leon went over to his lane or got close to the center line,
didn't
he? Yes,
sir. He got real, real close.
That's why I just told Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you look at Ryan Carr, that sucker went straight down Broadway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he left the line, kid. He picked up that foot and a half, and carried it on with him.
Oh, man. You made a pass like a post soccer then.
Yeah, he put it in his back pocket. Put that wheel in his back pocket.
That's looked good.
I wonder if any of them boys coming home tonight or they gonna spend the night up there.
Well, I heard some of them was already on the way home.
Oh, okay.
I guess they went up there for that one race, you know, but Anthony blowed up yesterday, so
I guess
he couldn't fix it and get back. Yeah, he blowed the intake off. He went, hit the hood, blowed the hood back into the windshield and everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have had him apply that Gorilla Glue.
Boy, that nitrous ain't nothing to fuck around with, boy. You got to have that shit right.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's why all my cars are on motor. On the gas.
I think they say the car had cut off or something, and he didn't clean the motor out before he started up, and nitrous was still in the motor. That's what somebody was saying.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
No one.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get him in it. Chuck said they cleaned up the track now, and he was telling me somebody else for the race, so we can get him
in. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, kid, after so long, and we had to go ahead and do Friday one batch of fishing. You know, I'm going to get the fuck up out of here.
I heard that.
On a night like tonight, everybody been on here trying to figure out what's going on. And the trip got positive.
Yeah, they're going to be on Big Larry's show.
I got a nice amount of people on here, man. Ain't nobody raising their hand.
Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid.
I guess they figure.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you a US 30 question. Who owned that car called Blazing Saddles? I'm going to see if you know. Who owned the car called Blazing Saddles?
Blazing Saddles. Shit, I forgot what the goddamn car even looked like.
What?
What kind of car was it?
It was a Plymouth Duster.
What's going on?
Who that?
Wait,
what? Yeah, I know you don't know his number, Ed. I know you don't know
his
number.
Yeah, I don't know that number, but I know that voice.
Oh, you know that voice.
Is that toe tagger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
a toe tagger. That's
that
goddamn toe tagger.
Yay. I'm ready for the mob, baby. Toe tagger says, let me at him. Ooh, wee.
Uh-oh.
You going down the Michigan?
Jeremiah got some issues, and he said he might show up, he might not. We locked in for 6 o'clock, but. He might show up, he might not, but if he show up, I'm going in him.
Oh, man.
I got a whole bunch of
people calling my name. Vine, them fucking plant. Vine keep threatening me with Lil Mo. What?
Not Lil Mo.
Yeah, he keep threatening me with Lil Mo. What's going on?
I'm ready for that one.
Oh, you ain't ready for that one? Oh, I guess.
We're going to find out, brother. We're going to find out, baby.
What's up?
Where y'all trying to go? The Vic 4? y'all trying to go to 131 or 41?
No, 131 tomorrow.
Oh, okay, that's right. They got a bracket race out there, 41 anyway. Y'all yeah. can't get out there.
Yeah, no, I'll be at the track tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, somebody gonna get a tag on their foot, baby. Tiger will be there tomorrow.
Oh man.
Where the old Kevin Wesley at, man? Anybody heard from him? Oh, Kevin Wesley.
What's my baby partner, man. His baby partner. You got to call baby and ask him about him.
Lord.
What, you want to race Kevin Wesley, man?
On foot, yeah. On foot.
Oh.
I run him on foot. I take my shoes off. He blink, I'm gone.
Hey. You been doing some bad racing, Larry. Well, I hope everybody getting ready for the 17th, God dog it.
What, at 41?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm bringing my car there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm bringing my daily driver.
Oh, okay.
That's your race, right?
The 29s and the daily driver.
Yeah, I got a daily driver. It ain't no electric car. I'm being in that shootout.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of them out there you can get into.
Okay, all right. I can only win or lose.
Yeah, man.
No,
we got a hand
dog.
Up, y'all. Stop. Come on.
You got a little Nissan, that's all.
0537, your mic is open.
Larry, bring your laptop with you, too, just in case it rains or something out there. If I can go outside your head in the bleachers.
Oh, you talking to me, Mark?
Yes,
well,
sir.
We said Larry. There's
man,
a couple
hope,
of Larrys on
here. Hey, I don't need no laptop. All I need is my foot. I wish you would get up there.
I like this, man. I like
yo,
that.
Well, Larry.
What happened?
I wish you would get up there.
So is that the only race that happened out there, man?
Seems that way.
Wow.
I know Watch Carl was supposed to go, but he broke yesterday, Anthony.
Yeah, I know. He said that boy had a pretty bad explosion there.
Yeah,
what
they say.
Hey, who's that?
Oh, Anthony, with that black bull here.
Yeah, they say he tore up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Went kapow.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Leon and Ryan still supposed to get it on?
It's over with, man.
It's over with.
What happened?
Ryan went down there and told me.
What? Damn.
You sound like you surprised, man.
Hey, man, I'm just shocked. I thought they were supposed to get it on tomorrow. I didn't know it was going down today. Oh, they ran today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they was locked.
Driving Ryan's car, Big Mark.
Ryan of his own car.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Ryan Hendrick drove his car.
No, he didn't.
Hey, Ryan sitting on the outside on the passenger side, man. Go look at the video.
No, he was not. No, he was not. Ryan drove his car on the race with Leon.
No, he did not.
How much you want to bet?
Bet whatever you want to bet.
Bet 100.
Bet.
Ryan Henderson did not drive the car running Leon.
Who did Ryan drive against then?
Ryan was up there making passes earlier. He drove the car earlier, but for the race, Ryan drove his own car.
Is anybody
on
here?
Watch the video.
Is anybody
watch
on here?
Watch the video.
Well, Ryan Twin was sitting outside the car.
When they raced. When him and Leon raced.
Right. When him and Leon raced.
Hold on. I'm finna find out exactly for sure.
He goddamn Tate got stuck.
Who stole Ryan's car when he ran Leon? Huh?
They go Ryan right there with a towel in his hand.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, Pete hung up. I was trying to find out. For sure. Let me go on here and watch that video.
Oh, somebody got their hand up. Let's see. Oh, it's Kid. Okay, Kid, back.
Yeah, I fell off. The other Ryan drove the car.
Ryan who?
Ryan drove the car.
After they restarted.
The white boy. The white boy,
right.
Ryan.
Because Ryan was outside the car at first.
The white boy,
that's
Ryan, drove the car.
That's probably Vic. That's
ain't no problem,
pay me.
Big
Ed. You ain't got a pay.
It's all right, Big Ed.
White boy Ryan drove the car, Vic.
Oh, okay. Because I thought at first Ryan was on the other side. I owe you, Big Ed.
Oh, man.
Don't worry about it, Vic.
We'll We'll sell it for a corned beef sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Hell yeah.
No problem.
Hell yeah.
No problem. I can handle that.
Catch me and walk over to my Suburban. I'm pretty sure I have some in there.
I couldn't do you like that, Vic. You let me up out of race without paying Punk out.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we even again now, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You all right.
You know you all right with me, bro.
Oh, yeah. We good. This toe tag is sitting here waiting on ooh-wee. Man, hurry up and shake me down tomorrow. Shake me down. Pulling in there tomorrow. Ready to go.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Big
yes,
Mark,
sir.
Where you at? I got a hand
up. You ever get your phone and your game together, chump? I'm trying you.
22-22. Who we got?
What's going on with it, Big Eddie? Mighty Ma, baby.
What up, Marvin?
Man, taking it easy, boss. How you feeling?
What's going on,
Marvin? I'm feeling pretty good.
Yes, sir. Heard that Vic talking some shit.
Yes, sir.
Goddamn Vic.
Bobby Mob, what's happening?
What's going on with it, player?
Not much. Over here just checking this toe tag out, making sure she's ready for tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you taking out? Oh, okay. You running somebody tomorrow?
Yeah, me and Jeremiah locked in.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but
I
think
he's
going to play
tomorrow.
I think he's going to play Punk out.
Play Punk out?
Yeah, he got something.
Oh, yeah.
He called me saying he got something to do, but he's going to still try to make it. I hope he make it.
Right.
He said he already posted one video saying don't count him out, so I ain't going to count him out.
We see how that plays out.
Don't count him out.
Shit.
They don't count
them
out. I ain't going to count them out. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. I hope you do go because I don't want no Punk out.
Right.
I want that W.
Yes, sir.
Damn, ain't nobody said no lie yet.
I want these boys to respect Toe Tag, baby.
Oh, man. Toe Tag needs some
respect, baby. They better get 219 yeah. respect.
That's right. You know it, Ed Larry.
Yeah, I know it. I say it. You better start respecting 219. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I stand on
Marvin
that. You stand on me.
Hey, including Marvin.
Oh, yeah. See, now you got jokes and shit.
Looked like I might have missed the race. Ryan lined up with somebody.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, yeah? Let me go to my other
yeah.
one. It was live, so this over with.
Right, it's over with. Oh, he's been around
a
Mustang.
Like a Mustang, yeah.
Shit, that damn near.
That's our respected 219.
Somebody got their hands up.
That almost look like that Mustang Tony Wright had.
Is that the one?
I think somebody said that's the one
that whooped Zay. I think they said that's the one whooped Zay that time.
Yeah, that's not the Mustang Mob, the one you talking about, Tony Wright. No, I know who he sold it to.
Oh, okay.
I know who he sold it to, yeah. Yeah, he sold it to Hood Rat.
Oh, whatever that is.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that ain't it. That's C9.
No, it ain't it. That's a
that one got a black hood on it too.
Yeah, it ain't the one that Tony Wright had, dude. They ain't that ragged
motherfucker. Ooh.
They say they wrestled one place in Michigan one time and lost.
Batman.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Was it that Batman shot? Was it black?
This one maroon.
Oh, okay.
Mustang won.
Yeah, Mustang for the win.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir.
What, he beat Zay again?
Yes.
No, he beat
Lion.
Yes,
sir.
That little Mustang got him to that point.
Going on, Vic.
Huh?
Frank's going.
Well, he's 1-1.
Wow, them goddamn flames coming from up under that bitch. They talking some shit to that motherfucker.
I want to WD down in this car.
Pepper went up a little higher that time, looked like Ryan did. But he still went straight down Broadway.
Yeah, he did that.
Yes, sir.
He did that now.
Somebody told me that that was moving the same Mustang that raised Zay from Detroit. Hey, whoop Zay.
Here we go.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's the same one, though, but that's what somebody told me.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's DMX, the old car.
Okay.
I'm not for sure.
That's DMX old
car.
Oh, okay. It's got a pro charge on it.
I think so. I think they did say that.
Yeah, that's DMX old car, I believe.
Yeah, it was yellow at first.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
Yellow. Yeah, that yellow, yeah.
Yeah, mate. Well. Yeah. I wish homeboy could have came back 2-0.
Didn't I see Tate up there?
Yeah, Tate up there. He got stuck lining Ryan Kyle up. He got stuck in the glue.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That looked like him.
Yeah. Man, you got stuck in the glue, man. All right, where all my people's at now? Y'all come on here. Talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah, man, that's all right.
I wonder if Mike Hill get his race going today.
So ain't nobody else take their car down that man besides Ryan then? Ryan and Leroy?
That's what it seems like.
I swear.
Me coming out of all these race cars in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, that's true, kid.
God, well, damn.
Detroit got a reason to beat their chest, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ryan beat Leon, and he whooped Ryan. Mercy.
Ryan wound up going 1-1.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that one more time. All these race cars in the Chicagoland area, I ain't seen but two race up there.
Damn, kid, how long you been holding that in? How long you been holding that in, kid?
Shit, about 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. You sound so serious, kid.
Man, Ryan and Leon, ain't nobody else in the Chicagoland area trying to race.
But you've been saying what everybody has been saying for years.
Beautiful.
I'll be there tomorrow, kid.
And I wasn't speaking on you, Vic.
Yeah, the damn, yeah, the toe tagger and the Cook County morgue going to be there. Lake County morgue. What's that, Lake County, Indiana, Vic?
Yeah, Gary of Lake County.
Vic
might be in a different county where he is now.
Yeah, I'm in Madison County now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Been a whole
Big
county
Eddie.
Now.
Yeah, what up,
Big
what
Eddie?
Up, kid?
I can't believe
what
only
up?
Two cars in the Chicagoland area went to up to Michigan to race.
Detroit. Right, to Michigan. And it's supposed to be a Michigan-Chicago war.
I'm
surprised
that
Ron
ain't
got none
there,
of his cars up there. Huh?
Is they up there?
Yeah, they up there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ron might have some up there.
Three. That's three that I know about. There's still a whole bunch more cars in Chicago. There's still a whole bunch more cars in Chicago.
Number Anthony went, but he broke yesterday.
Okay, well, that's four. That's four. There's still a whole bunch of more cars in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, have mercy.
Oh, I think Chuck took his car up there. No, he didn't. He said it wasn't ready.
Oh, okay.
He was going to take it, but it ain't ready. That's right.
Oh.
Yep.
It's a sad day for racing.
Yeah. And it wouldn't have made sense to take his car up there because wasn't nobody going to race him.
Ain't nobody probably in his league down in Detroit right now.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Go down south. Somebody gonna throw a snowball in the back of his head. Somebody gonna get his attention down there, but he ain't gonna find no race in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't been getting too lucky out of town either.
Well, they got about 4 more weeks he'll be back in action.
That damn kid said, out of all these race cars up here, there's only two, three race cars down there. I don't understand it.
Oh.
I don't.
Kind of spoke.
Nope.
Hey, team Robbie is ready. Yeah, they got the Camaro ready. Brand new Camaro. Grudge car, they say. 18 Robbie.
That'd be new to me if he come out and try to race Grudge race. All you want to race a Grudge race is them other white boys.
They race the damn thing to have fun. They got a whole shop. They put their car together.
Both them motherfuckers be having them call them big ass screw blowers on them. Shit.
Yeah. Anybody gonna run them? They had the car sitting out there on Harlem. What's that? Yesterday.
What it got?
No, it got a screw blower on. It's a Camaro with a 28 on there. For a tube chassis car.
I wonder what kind of power out of it got.
Oh, them Nike guys, I'm sure.
The day is they can get some then, but more likely them boys be force inducted.
Oh yeah.
Well, we got a hand up. 36:25. What up though?
What up, dope?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. Just trying to get in and get a little info and hear what was going down and so forth. So I had a hard time getting in there, but I'm in here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, 1-1.
1-1?
Larry whooped Leon. And then turn around and got whooped by a Mustang.
Oh, no.
Good race. It looked like it was a hell of a fire race, though.
Okay. Yeah. Did they get a hold of anybody?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I know he tried to lock in with Ryan. I guess that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Probably be a good race too because the car he wrecked.
Yeah. 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 So if I wanted to know that I'm go back on mute and let them guys finish giving the info.
Okay.
What's going on, Big Larry?
Oh, man, just hanging in there, man. Now just here and see these guys get it in, baby. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You still got your boat?
Yeah.
You still got your boat, Uncle Larry?
Yeah, that's how I've been setting up for the longest.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, I'll give me a cigarette boat. I'm going to give you a break.
You put that cigar on somebody else. Yes, indeed.
Better not run his boat. Better not run like them cars he got in that gang.
Talking to K-Dawg a while ago. He's doing a lot of fishing and stuff, too. Yeah. Yeah, he's doing a lot of fishing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, I called Tech Talk to him. I thought he was going to come in to give us some information, but I guess he's too much partying now. He partying hard down there, baby.
I heard.
Yeah, man. Let me go on Facebook and see if anything else pop up yet. I still got the same old shit from the first ring.
Yeah.
Now, how many garage bases have you seen today, Big Eddie, from up in Michigan?
Yeah, all I've seen is two.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be another road race tomorrow with Vic and Jeremiah.
So what?
There's going to be another grudge race tomorrow between Vic and Jeremiah.
Possible.
Anyway.
What I'm saying, you saw about maybe two or three grudge races, right?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Now, you think 66 don't have this shit out there?
Mm-mm. Hell no.
Okay, then.
They can't keep, oh, can't keep the lights on, kid. No, they ain't going to have none of that out there. No.
No, uh-uh.
Hell no. Yeah, they're closed up. They're put the lock on that gate. Get the fuck on.
They already did. Shit, they only race once a year. What the fuck? Them motherfuckers rich enough, they don't need nobody to race. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers holding the track down, a beautiful track. Ain't racing nothing.
Beautiful track.
Yep.
Them boys got money.
Mm-hmm.
And hard. They got hard, too.
Yep. Clean, so clean, baby.
Dressing for clean.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, shit, it's almost time for me to get off. 10 o'clock, I'm out this motherfucker. I'm going to sit on my trans break all the way down Madison.
Yeah.
How long did it rain out there this morning?
The what?
Say, how long did it rain out there this morning?
Shit, I don't know.
You didn't go to the track today?
Yeah, I went to the track.
What time did you get there?
Shit. Probably around about maybe 1:30.
So cars been going down the track by the time you got there.
The what?
I say cars was going down the track by the time you got there. Then.
Yep. 11 o'clock.
What up, baby?
11 o'clock. 11. What's going on, Uncle Mudbone? How you feel, baby?
Church on the move.
Church got to stay on the move. That's the only way you're going to get it. You got to stay on the move. Can't be stuck in one place. You're stuck in one place. Don't not come to a sleeper but a dream. That's what they told me.
Hey, baby, where that goddamn Kevin Wesley at?
Why? Just nothing. Why? You looking for him?
I just asked.
What you looking for him for? What you looking for him for?
I just asked the question. Because I thought you locked in with Preacher Boy. That's all.
No, they didn't lock in. They didn't lock in. I don't think they did.
Oh, okay.
He told me nothing about it.
Oh, okay.
He ain't hard to find, though, I tell you. I showed you about 15. I showed you 15 minutes ago.
Oh, you say he ain't hard to find? Okay.
Oh, uh-oh. None of my pops hard to find. We real easy to find. Like so thumb. You know how so thumb? Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like that.
Yeah, he stick his head up. Somebody gonna find him. He stick his head up.
Yeah, well, that's the purpose of having one.
Yeah.
If you're down in the dirt, ain't no motherfucker gonna see you. Motherfucker out here living, baby. Cuts on the move. Ain't it, man. Yeah, man. Motherfucker got to stay down. Folks let ties on the dump. Yeah, I saw three races. I saw Leon and Ryan. I saw Bub and the other boy, Lonnie. And the last race with Ryan and the other cop. The Mustang.
Yeah.
I've been on live. I've been back and forth on the phone, on the back line. Now I'm on this line.
Well, in a minute, I'm going to go on ahead and start frying up some shit.
Wow.
I'm trying to get some more batches of fish, but all I got to do is fry Leon.
I doubt if you're gonna get any more batches of fish. Shit. You call hell trying to get the ones you got now.
Oh, man. How long you been
holding that
in, kid?
Oh,
man.
About a minute.
He said a minute. He ain't hold it long.
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
Like I said, all these cars in the Chicagoland area, he ain't saw but three races.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
It ain't about representation. It's about presentation, not it.
I like that.
Self-presentation.
Yeah, yeah. And damn
like
sure
that.
The truth.
We should say that for your show. Say that for your show tomorrow. You say that for your show. I like that, Uncle Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Well, once again, everybody, y'all get y'all up together. Get ready for the 17th. We're going to try to make it real up here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait.
We got
five. It'll be my first shootout. It'll be my first shootout, Big Eddie. First shootout.
We got five shootouts going down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to lose in the first round. I guarantee it.
I'm glad you got some shootouts going.
Uh-oh. Why you say that, kid? Why you say that?
You can't depend on no grudge, Racer.
That kid is frustrated. Punk kid is frustrated.
Yeah, man, kid.
How many grudge races you know that's locked in for the race?
So far that I know of one.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure they're gonna start locking in more and more. It might be more locked in, you know. I don't be on the morning shows that much, so I don't get to him like I used to. But Terry O'Connor on Uncle Larry's show last. Terry came on Uncle Larry's show last Saturday and said he was locked in with Day Day.
Okay. Well, I got about 4 weeks to wait and see.
Well, what I do know is it damn will be some grudge races within the shootout. Because Lock and Loaded, they're going to be challenging people's. Lock and Loaded gonna be challenging people, man. As they represent,
hey, Uncle Mudball.
They gonna have about what up, baby?
I don't mean to cut you off. Who was looking for Kevin? Who's looking for Kevin Wiz?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I was about to try to figure it out.
Larry, talk to baby, man. I told you that's who you need to contact.
Oh, you
Larry.
Talking about Big Feet? Oh, okay. Where you at?
Larry,
where you at, man?
I wasn't looking for him. I ain't looking for him.
Well, hey, Kevin, where you
at? Huh?
Oh, Lordy.
Did you hard to find?
Oh, Lordy.
I'm right here. I'm on the line.
Are you hard to find?
Oh, no, I ain't hard to find him. I'm right here. I'm up front and close.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Okay.
I told him now what was the question you asked me? Now, heck, oh, Kevin, you could ask him.
I sure will. Kevin, what's going on, man?
What's happening?
I thought you ain't you locked in with Preacher Boy, or y'all couldn't come up with nothing?
When I went to lock in with him, he told me to let me to hang back and let him clean up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want the he don't want that embarrassment right off. But you know, like I say, I'm on the motor. So if we can do what we do on the motor, I'm fine.
Hey, Kevin, you know what? I hear that. I hear what you're saying. I understand that, but. You know, if he on spray, then, you know what I'm saying, you can't tell him to be on no motor. You just got to get something from him.
No. Well, there you go. That'll work, too. I just seen three lugs them get on the motor for the race another motherfucker. They on spray all the time. So, you know,
yeah.
I figure it's the same difference. If you come looking for me, you either accommodate me, you know what I'm saying, or we can do what we need to do even. You're a chassis car, I'm a chassis car, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's make love.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Well, you got his phone number. You know how to call him.
Like I said, he come looking for me, I'm going to give him what he's looking for.
Hey, if you want to run on the motor,
okay, I go.
Hey, the Beauty Boys. The Beauty Boys will run you on a motor.
What Beauty Boys?
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee?
Yep.
I mean, if it comes to that, we can run on the motor. We can import. Y'all can import. We all want to import. Now, what you running on?
Oh, okay.
On me? I'm running on the mouth. I'm talking.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, I was just trying to see who my opponents were. I see you a spokesman. You do that real good. How much they pay you to be the spokesman?
They don't pay me nothing, but I can get them up there, though. They don't pay me nothing.
Yeah, well. All right, well, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. What car they going to run me with on the motor?
They got a couple of cars there running you on the motor with. But I tell you what, since you like getting mopping glow, talking slick at the mouth, you know what I'm saying? You tell me who you want to run and I get them up there too.
Hey, you can make them go there? You choose your poison, which one of them cars DD them got, they going to run me on the motor.
I can call them.
Hello?
Ask them yourself. I can get them on the phone.
The Buick boys. You said them. So I'm asking you. Since you booked them, you spoke up for them, then I'm asking you which one. Now you want to turn it on something else. I said
if I call DD, I said you could talk to him because I don't own that top.
You didn't say that. That ain't what you said. You said the Buick boy. I can get the Buick boys to run your own motor. That's exactly what you said. So I asked you then, what car they gonna run me with on motor? I said which car. You said the Buick boys to run your own motor. Then I turned around and said, now which car?
That's not what I said. They got a couple
of cars. Okay, so you said they had a couple of cars. Okay, so I'm asking you, which couple of cars they going to run me with on the motor? That's all I'm asking. Now, don't start ducking and hiding. Come on out that damn tree. Where you run up the tree
from? First of all, I don't eat meat, so I don't duck nobody.
Take your pick. They all want a piece of me.
You ain't raised your head up. I told you. Like I told baby, if you raise your head up, somebody gonna come with a razor blade and cut it off.
Hey, man. Look. Hey, Barry, keep my name out your mouth. You talking to the man that owned the car. I don't own shit. You talking to the man that owned the car. You ask
I'm
for him
just
like
saying,
you got
it. Man, I'm just saying what you say.
You said they're going to run me on the motor.
He run out that back door.
Hold on, let me get him on.
Okay.
Boy, drinking Mopping
Glow.
3648. Oh, no, that's Chuck. What up, Chuck?
Ain't nothing going on. What's happening?
Ain't nothing happening, man. We saw Ryan got whooped by that Mustang, huh?
Yep.
It looked like a hell of a race, though.
It was good. Just ain't having enough.
Yeah.
Well, Larry, when you get ready to do what you got to do now, set it up, baby. Set it up. I'll get back with y'all in a minute.
Go ahead, Kevo.
What's going on tonight, Ed?
I ain't nothing too much, man. We was hoping we had a little more news and a little more action going down in Michigan.
Hey, you know the rain fucked it up there, tomorrow. They got plenty of shit for tomorrow. So,
oh, okay.
You know.
So what, they only had three races a day?
Four, I think. But, you know, shit, I don't know how to videotape. I just turned the damn camera on. You know, I can't do that shit like Leon. I just showed y'all what I can show you.
Hey,
you know?
That was a pretty good shot. You was in a good angle there.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin Weston.
He bailed out, man.
Oh, he bailed out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get it back on. I can get it back on real quick.
Get him back on right now. Get him back on. He drinking Mopping Gold, talking slick at the mouth.
Hold on, Larry. Stop all that talking and all that huffing and puffing, man. We ain't got to do none of that. It's real simple.
I ain't said a word.
All right, then. Stop talking. You can stop all that talking and trying to do all that.
Damn, who huffing and puffing? Yeah, man. Yeah, it'll be a little more racing tomorrow, you know?
Oh, yeah. Anybody else bring their car down there? I know they bought his car.
Hey, Leakin, Larry. Larry Leakin. Where you at, Larry Leakin?
I mean,
he had a few cars from Chicago,
so they showed up, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, what you saying now?
I said I got the Buick boys on the phone. They got a couple of cars running on the motor.
Okay, Kevin on the phone. Now what?
Hey, Diddy. You got on the motor with?
Kevin, what Kevin got? I don't even know what car Kevin got. What?
It's a chassis car. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, it's good.
My Larry done stuck his finger. Hey, Diddy, Larry done stuck his finger in some shit he ain't got nothing to do with. That was the problem. He ain't even tell you the information. He just putting you out there like that.
No, he said he had a car to run on the motor with. Diddy said he got a couple of cars on the motor. Kevin ain't telling him what he got.
He said a chassis car. He got a 71, 72 note.
Diddy probably know Kevin Wesley.
Oh, you got a chassis car? Yeah, I know Wesley. Yeah, I know Kevin. Over there on North Avenue, What happened up there? What's the name of the day? Kevin ain't going to do nothing. He's just whooping, man. He ain't going to race. Hey, what happened up in Michigan today, man?
Well, Leon lost and then Ryan Turner. Yeah, Leon raced Ryan and lost, and then Ryan, he lost. And then Ryan turned around and raced the Mustang and lost.
Oh, wow.
So I'm about to really get that grease hot.
Did anybody else run from Chicago?
They say tomorrow's supposed to be a little better, Chuck say. You know, the rain kind of messed things up today.
About the track ain't sticky enough.
Yeah.
I know Fred and them ran somebody the way they were whooping.
Yeah.
I know they got that track sticky enough for them.
Yeah.
All I can say, if your track don't, if your car didn't get down 131, something wrong with your car.
There you go, Chuck. You're right. But these guys claim these tracks ain't sticky enough.
Yeah, and this track was perfect whichever way you want to run it.
Slick or drag radio, Mom.
They got slick drag radios. They got everything out here. And they all going down the track.
Okay. That's good. But these guys be crying, man. They can't get down the track. They need to get to a chassis guy.
Yeah, that's a lot of their problems.
It ain't the tuner's fault, it's the chassis. He can't tune the chassis. All he can do is put some numbers in the computer and hope you go down it.
Yeah, well, they that might be one of their reasons they ducking racist. They just say they shit fucked up and don't be.
Man, it ain't gonna be no racist. Well, everybody claim they can't get down 41. And Chip, you and I both know how hard 41 hook.
Yeah. That's 60-foot in the world. Track,
and I got in that right lane, I tore up everything.
Chuck
been trying to tell these people for the last 2 years that, hey, 41 really know how to work that track,
if
man. And it's good.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. And Chuck been telling them, but they act like they don't hear that. They keep going back to the old shit.
I'll run down it just fine.
Yeah. Me too, Chuck.
Me too.
Nah, you just
thing went down, Eddie. Stop it.
He fast in a motherfucking reverse though.
Oh man.
Yeah. No, they had some fast shit out here. Yeah. I'm going home now, but I'll be back tomorrow.
How'd it turn out, King? Turn out good. Yeah, it was pretty good. They got a lot of cars.
Yeah, they got a lot of cars.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, they got a lot of cars.
Snow Tiger will be in the house tomorrow.
It's probably about maybe 7-8 cars from Chicago, yeah. That's all.
Okay. Tony Bond coming?
No, he racing in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
He was up in Michigan last week. He ain't coming
back.
Yeah. But you got, you know, Zay and them got two cars, Ryan here, Leon here, Funk Gas here. So,
okay.
And Anthony blew his shit up, so he went home, but he had a few cars.
How did he blow up?
They said parts of the intake was on in the stands. I don't know. I wasn't here. You know.
Oh, okay.
But so that's, you know.
Yeah. All right, man. Y'all enjoy yourself. You know where I'm at, Chuck.
Yeah, I know.
You know where I'm at.
I know. Anytime.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, then. I'll holler at
you.
All right, D.D. Thanks for coming
but
on,
it was,
man.
It was worth the trip, goddamn it, you know, to see a little action in some fast car, smell some smoke. You know.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, man. I sure the fuck was impressed. I tell you that.
Yeah.
Them motherfucking cars ain't no slouch. Neither one of them.
No,
yeah.
All that talking shit over now. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in, baby. Get it in.
Yes, sir.
Chuck, what time you plan on going back up there tomorrow, Chuck?
I don't know, probably around 11 or some shit like that, 10 or 11.
Oh, okay.
The weather's supposed to be real nice tomorrow, so, you know. And actually, Ryan and Leon was the first two cars to go down the track all day.
Damn. I ain't know that.
Yeah, first two cars. Yeah, it was close. So,
yeah, man.
Yeah, I'll come back tomorrow. See if I can make a little more money or win some of it back.
I will be there tomorrow.
You bringing your car, Vic?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I think...
We need to lock in for tomorrow, man. Lock in, man.
Yeah, I'm locked in with Jeremiah.
Mute Vaughn's mic, man. He only getting ready to start some trouble.
Man.
What Vaughn said?
I said lock in, man.
I told you already, man. You just be patient. You don't make nothing move around here. Be patient.
I'm trying to move on your ass. You know Jeremiah paying the
price. Oh, man.
Lock me in.
Like I said, I might not have enough for y'all right now, but just hold on.
Wait a minute. Y'all supposed to run Jeremiah?
I'm locked in with Jeremiah tomorrow at 6 o'clock. At Martin.
At 131.
Oh, Lord.
Right, he's going to pay the punk out.
That's the same thing I said, Chuck.
Yeah.
How the fucking
jackass of the week gonna come? Now he gonna bring his shit to Martin and work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Y'all gonna run that man tonight? Oh shit! Here we go.
Huh?
Who is that?
Ryan finna run Batman tonight.
Oh
shit! That Ryan ain't bullshit.
He running back again. Yeah.
Yeah.
That boy gonna race all night.
Yeah.
Y'all give me
Ryan
for
putting
for
in
that,
work.
That race. Y'all give me Ryan for that race.
Yeah. Let's see. Cause the goddamn staging lane's closed, so I don't know how they gonna do it, but we'll see. They might let him go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ryan already.
Oh, we got a hand up. That's you, Big Mom.
Did y'all see that race with quarantine in the truck?
Yeah, that boy got back in that car.
Yeah, it's gone. It's over for that one.
Oh, yeah? Is that bad?
Yeah, it's gone.
What kind?
Wow.
He all right?
I don't think they're going to race tonight because they look like they're closing it down. Let me see.
But all right, though, right, Chuck?
Yeah, he hurt his shoulder a little bit. Hold on.
All right.
But that's what I mean.
Hey, big boy, he crashed the quarantine. I ain't got dry at home. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Told quarantine up.
Yeah, it's gone. Motor was in the seat.
Oh,
damn.
And that car ain't got no fucking cage in it either.
Now, I don't know whether it do or don't, but yeah, Bub, he's still, he going to go to the hospital when he leaves. He said. That's what he said.
Man, that
yeah,
car did a wheel stand. That shit was like it was trying to take flight for real.
Yeah.
You said,
yeah.
What you said ain't no roll cage in there?
Ain't no roll cage in that car. That car got a bar that run from the doorpost to the doorpost.
Them got to be the dumbest motherfuckers that ever shit between two shoes.
You better not talk about me about that one. Yeah, it's over.
God damn.
Vaughn, that is some of the dumbest shit you ever want to see.
Yeah. Yeah, that motor could have came
hey,
in there.
Hey, kids,
they got to
keep them light, man. They got to keep them light.
You out here racing
hey,
motherfucking car on
the... I asked who the fuck they were trying to impress with no K's. Like, I'm not racing no
right,
car.
Right.
No,
it don't make no motherfucking sense, man.
Right. Oh, y'all can't get on that one.
Damn.
That boy could have killed himself in that fucking car.
Yep.
You gotta be glad
yep.
that shit didn't go to rolling.
Because he hit the wall head on.
Right.
He did.
Dang. Under power.
Yeah.
And he
under power.
He did a wheelie.
Yeah. The car, man,
yeah.
that shit shot out of there. From that shit, man, that shit did a power wheelie, man. That shit, hey. I don't know how much they spraying on that motherfucker, but they got some shit in that.
Yes, they don't.
Yeah, you
man, you know, I don't understand that. Why would you out here racing a motherfucking race car that you know, goddamn it, is faster than 10-0 or even 9-0 or whatever, and you ain't going to have no safety equipment in it, no roll cage and shit?
Hey, kid, but I tell you what, track shouldn't even let that car go down the track anyway. Like
sure, the fuck shouldn't.
Private event. How they gonna run, King? They ain't gonna run? Huh? Oh, okay, but let's get the fuck out of here then. Nah, they ain't gonna run.
Oh,
they gonna wait till
let me five the grease then. Let me get the grease hot, goddamn it. Might as well get it over with for the night.
And he got to be a dumb motherfucker to even try to, you know, do some stupid shit like that.
Hey, my son got a street car and he got a cage in it.
I'm pretty sure he got a cage. I'm pretty sure he got a cage if you like your son.
You goddamn right.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't get it.
Man, I don't get it.
So, Chuck, you want to do the frying or you want me to do the frying, man?
You can go ahead because I got so much noise that.
All right. You're
going to
drive
up, man. What happened? Okay.
Anybody want to volunteer and do some frying?
We finna go.
Well, I guess nobody want to volunteer and do no frying, so I might as well get it over with.
Yeah.
The first motherfucker I want to volunteer is Larry. I want to volunteer country ass picnic fries motherfucker. Try that motherfucker.
You ain't beat me in nothing. Man, drink a tall a can of bleach, man. Shut your ass up.
Damn.
All right, I need 5 minutes from you guys. I need 5 minutes before I can do this frying, man. Then y'all can get at each other. Let me get this on over with.
Break down on my door and give me a pack of paper. Stay down there.
All right, y'all. Here we go. Well, today was a pretty exciting day out there, even though we had the two guys from Chicago. Hey, mute your mic, Chuck, mute your mic. We had two of our guys from Chicago. They've been at each other for quite a while. They've been doing and saying some real bad things to each other. So today was the day. And they did get it on. I got to say, though, I was very impressed by both cars. The boys went out there to battle. They had a few little issues. It could have been a little seat rust or whatever. I don't know. But, hey, they got on down there and they got up to the line, man, and it was kind of tempting because they was, like, kind of taking a long time trying to get up to the line and stuff, you know. Leon had a few issues when he was going to the line. He pulled up there one time, man. I don't know what the hell happened to his car. All of a sudden, you seen the front wheels come off the ground, and smoke come from the back tires, and he slammed on the brakes. Pete was standing off to the side. A lot of people say Pete almost got hit, but Pete wasn't. He wasn't in front of the car. He was off to the side. Anyway, they went over there and did a few things. They got it pretty straight. So then they thought Leon was broke, but After a while, you seen Leon pull to that line. Random got fired up. They pulled to the line. Light come down. They broke up out of there like a bed out of hell. God damn it. Leon was out front for a minute there. Next thing you know, light came on Ryan's side. Ryan took the win. It was, hey, man, I'm telling you, that was a good race. It was a beautiful race, man. But Leon, you my boy, but you know what I got to do, man.
Oh, man, not the hot Cristo. Yeah, man, you're frying him a long time.
No, I ain't frying him too long. I ain't going to do him that bad because, hey, it was a hell of a fire race, man.
Okay,
and,
okay.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be around two to that one. So then later on today, we look up. Ryan back up to the line again. He, goddammit, he's doing like he said. He ain't sitting back. He grabbing motherfuckers. He grabbing them by the collar. You know what I'm saying? But this one right here, he grabbed him. And that motherfucker had on the spike chain. Goddammit, he couldn't squeeze his neck too hard. He had to let him go, goddammit. They pulled on up there, goddammit. Ryan looking good, sounding good again. That old Mustang over there on the other side. I don't know the name of the car. But somebody had told me there wasn't no, that car wasn't nothing to play with. So I knew it was going to be a race. And it was a damn good race. So, you know, without even saying, it wasn't like Ryan jumped on something that was just going to overpower. It was a damn good race, from what I've seen. Goddamn, that goddamn Ryan, when that light came down, he carried them wheels a little higher than I think he wanted to. The first race when he raced Leon, he kept them suckers just right. And he went on down the track with them like that. This time, he looked like he might have went up a little bit higher, but at the same time, he was moving. So Ryan went on down there. Everybody waiting and waiting and couldn't breathe. Then all of a sudden, bam, light come on the Mustang side. Ryan got an L. So he wanted one for the night. And hey, Ryan, I like you for what you're doing, and I wanted you to be 2-0 tonight after you beat Leon, but it didn't happen, so I got to steal. I got to go ahead and put you in there. But again, we ain't going to leave him too long because the boy went out there and he showed out and he ain't through yet. He's still calling people out. So I wish him luck on his journey for this weekend. But he did lose by a Michigan guy. And that's a no-no right now because we supposed to be battling it out with Michigan. So, but hey, better luck next time, Ryan, and keep on doing what you're doing. Leon, I know you're looking for a round two. You know, I know some things you got to figure out there, but hey, both of y'all look damn good. And man, thank y'all for putting it out there, putting it down for people to see it. All right, baby, y'all go ahead.
He said grease ain't cooled off, is
it? Won't you jump your ass, ain't cooled all the way off.
Man, put that motherfucker Larry in the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know what you're talking about. You're the dumbass. You don't know what you're talking about, kid.
I see y'all ain't say nothing to him.
He's
got the phone.
Y'all ready to go. To a motherfucker, hey.
Where?
How about that?
The man just said, you heard what Kevin, he just said. I ain't got to repeat it.
Well, you just heard what Kevin just said. They just talked. We didn't get nothing together, so what are you talking about?
I ain't saying nothing about
what you trying to get it. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Hey, all this talking shit ain't going to get us nowhere. Ain't going to get no race locked in. Ain't going to get nothing. All this talking is doing too much. This for girls.
Man, shut your dirty water spit-faced ass up.
And
I ain't say nothing about
popping their neck and all that shit, sucking on pickles and shit like that with peppermints in the middle. I don't
do that
shit.
Motherfucker. I ain't sucking
that's
on
for
nothing.
Faggots.
Yeah, you
the fuck
know.
Are you talking
you
about?
Know.
I don't like to talk. I like to gamble.
No, you don't.
That's what
no,
I like
don't.
To do.
No, you don't.
What you
no,
mean?
You don't.
I ain't
no,
never
don't.
Heard you gamble nobody. I never heard you gamble nobody. No.
I tell you what, grab a bowling ball, I'll gamble you. I bet you that. Meet me at Hillside, nigga.
Okay. You win.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
I can't bowl.
Right.
I can't bowl. You beat.
Oh, okay.
The bully beating up on the kid. The fuck you? I can't bowl.
I said, okay, uh-huh. Say that as better. You can't bowl, I'll leave you alone. All right, then. Boy, I beat the hell out of you. You grab a ball.
Okay, grab a basketball. Now, let's grab a basketball. How about that? I beat
you.
I bought you.
I can play basketball. How about that?
All right, you don't play basketball. Talk about something that you do.
But I tell you what. You play full court. I play full court. I run that other end on your ass.
I'll play you basketball. Just grab a basketball. That's the only thing I want you to do, Larry. And make sure you had them motherfucking boots on.
Grab a bowling ball.
My fucking fingers too. I can't even find the right motherfucking thing to put my fingers in. I'm going back on mute, Uncle Mudbone. I'm going back on mute because this is a dumb.
Yeah,
all
right, man.
You don't want to do nothing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I look for Lock and Loaded to come on here tonight and probably call out some people to meet them in that shootout because they say they're going to run that shootout on the 17th. And they say they will be doing grudge racing with them.
They'll call me early in the morning like they always do. They call me early in the morning.
Nah, I need them tonight. In the morning, it'll do me no good. I don't have no show in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, just like you telling Uncle Larry, save his words to tomorrow for his show. I need some for my show, too.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
I need some content.
Need some content?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I need some content too. Goddamn.
Oh, okay. Hey, kid. No, wait till the winter time. You're gonna get a whole bunch of motherfuckers be on the show locking in.
Oh man,
but that'd be
fuck right.
That'd be that.
Right to have two shows.
That'd be that. Yeah, that'd be
hell
that.
Yeah.
That winter racing. See, where they know they can't get a car out there. Now they can get a car out there.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Anybody else got something they want to say tonight? It is all over with tonight up at 131. Anybody got some questions or anything they want to say or add to the story here? You're welcome.
Yeah, I want to ask you that question for kids. Kid, Russ Miller drove that car at US 30, Blazing Saddles. Russ Miller.
You said it was a ghost or something, or a demon or something?
Yeah, that was a duster.
Oh, okay.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, the name sounds familiar. I just goddamn done forgot about it.
Uh-huh.
I sure don't remember. The only thing I remember about Blazing Saddles was the cowboy movie.
Oh, man.
Oh, I watched that last night, Eddie.
Yeah.
I saw Club CC upside the head. I watched that last night. I clucked him upside the head.
Yep.
Well, the whistle blows for the old Black Crow. Almost time for me to get out of here. Head down 290.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, kid. I was impressed, boy. Hey, I hope,
Uncle Mudbone, one more time, man. Y'all give a nice thanks for brother football player, goddamn it, Jim Brown, man. You did pass away today.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, man. Jim Brown passed away. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Jim Brown passed away today, man. You know, he did a lot of civil rights and shit.
Let me see, I got the one. He hit the one button? Yeah, there it is.
Just right now.
There you go, Eddie. No goddamn time.
Yeah, moved up. Uh-oh. Yeah, moved up out the way. I ain't think nobody else gonna hit the one button tonight, man. How you doing, though, Tim?
Yeah, still Larry is sitting big head ass down somewhere.
Oh, man.
I'm
about to sit down. See that? I'm already sitting down.
Hey, the house.
Oh, happy birthday to Malcolm X. Today, Malcolm X's birthday.
Danny
also Boop, today.
Man, motherfucker.
Hey, the house. What would make one of them cars stand up like that? I was trying to ask that question. I was trying to figure it out. What would make a car like that, you know, stand up like that? Because of the stock suspension and they got the right things on it?
All above.
They might have hit
it with more than what? They might have hit it with more nitrous than they normally do. A dead hook, which you're supposed to. It's a lot of reasons, you know, that maybe they did something different to it. We don't know, you know.
No, because we got the reason I asked because we got this event up in Chicago in Byron in Rockford, Illinois. It's called the Wheel Standing Contest, and some of them cars, you know, come from the line. Some of them like ride it out, and some of them go straight 12 o'clock, and then they got like a lent they got to go, you know, riding the track or stuff like that, and then whoever go the furthest win the actual, you know, wheel standing contest. But I was just asking you, by you owning a race car, what makes a car like that do that? That's the reason I asked.
Well, that's only my own answer, but the guys that got cars like that, they know better than I do because mine got training wheels in the back. So, you know, there's a lot of reason they could have had what they call a wheelie controller. They didn't have that. Maybe you don't know. They might have, you know, you don't know. People can take weight out the front or needed to add, didn't do it. You know, the rear end might not have been adjusted properly. Maybe they hit it with more nitrous than they normally do. There's a lot of reasons why. Only they know. I don't know. But those are reasons like that can make it happen, you know. Because it got drag radios. You want it to hook, you know, but for it to go up in the air, you know, they said it was a stock suspension car, so I don't know, you know. But those are the little things I know of.
What kind of car was that, Tim?
What kind of car I got or they got?
No, they got. What you talking about?
A doggone Malibu.
They wrecked quarantine.
Tim House. I want to ask you a question. Why would they not have a roll cage and shit off in their car, knowing how fast it possibly can go?
Who are they trying to fool or to impress? I have no clue. They run the car like that all the time, but I don't know. And I don't get in their business. Whatever they do, they do. I would think it would be, you know, even if you don't have a big cage in it, even like a little four-point cage, these would keep the roof off your head. But I don't know. I have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even looked in the car. I just see it at the track. I never looked inside that car. Never looked under it or in it. I just see it go.
Hey, just as something as important as keeping the roof about you, off you, they should have that bar going across that front by the dash to keep that motor off your ass. Well, that motor come in there and crush you.
Yeah, it's going to break some legs at least.
Yeah, well, like I said.
I'm just glad I just wanted to make sure the guy was okay, the bud was okay. You know, that's just the way I looked at it. And then you can talk about him as stupid as he want to be or this or that. I don't have a problem. At least let us know what happened to him. Is he okay first, you know? That's all I wanted to do. So, but that's cool. That's cool. I'm glad he's okay. Car can be replaced.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why, you know, Eddie, I'm just old school. Like when they say 28 and, you know, and 275 and all that, them guys is flying on them little tires, man. So, I'm not saying that. No, I just like my bubble gums. I think that they okay, and
well,
if you learn how to get them to go down that track, you good.
Well, evidently, when they must don't know too much about no Malibus and G bodies. The motherfucker really didn't have no frame up on them goddamn when they come from General Motors back in the 70s and the late 70s and early 80s.
But they wasn't expecting you to take the car and do what we doing with them. They were supposed to go get the groceries and pick the kids up from school.
Mm-hmm. Now, you put all this power in this car. Don't you think you should tighten up on your frame?
Oh, shit.
Don't you think you should do something with your frame, you know?
Yeah, but they got all these, what they call them, classes. You know, 28s, 29s, and all this dust stuff, and all steel, all glass, and all these different classes. I don't know what these people be doing, man. So they say they grudge racing. I say they class racing. And if you got class, you should have some kind of rules and regulations. But he been racing that car successfully, just like it is. I mean, whatever it is, it rides. It'd be flying.
Yeah, well.
Always the first time.
Yeah.
And that first time
can
be a fucked up time.
I've been breathing air in my body for a long time, but one day it's gonna stop.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, it's rough.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. I'm just glad he's okay and. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking back, all of the years.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, they say you can learn a lot from a dummy.
Uh-oh.
As they say in the ring, protect yourself at all times.
Well.
There's a lot of people that have been doing it like that forever. So, you know, all you can do is pray for them and cover your own ass.
Time catch up with them all. Time catch up with them all.
Yeah, I hope it never do, but it's a damn good possibility.
Well.
Yeah, well, they always say you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it.
That's all.
Some back.
That's all.
Well, they had some good racing.
They had some what?
They had some good racing today.
They had some good racing today, you said?
Yeah.
How many How many girls races that you know about?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
But you said three? And you call that good racing?
Yeah.
And we said.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been raining all day, and then they got it cleaned up and ready to go. And Lisa seen, mm-hmm. I mean, there was other people going down the track from what I could see. But I said, Grubbs racing, Lisa seen three of them.
Mm-hmm. What time did they start going down the track?
Cool. Somewhere closer to around 6 o'clock, closer to around 6 or something.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understood.
Oh, happy again.
Yes.
Oh,
they were grudge racing today.
Wobbly.
Well, what up, Mudbone?
Yeah, man. Hey, Leon, got to get that car settled down a little bit, boy. That motherfucker ripped up out of there. Hey, tire shake down there. Shit. I don't know how far that tire shake went, but you can see it clip. He drove through it. I seen him come to the left. Towards the center line. And you see Ryan go straight down fucking Broadway. Goddamn car was on a tightrope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, I can see around two to that one. Yeah, I can see a round two of that. Yeah, y'all, I guess ain't no sense in, ain't no sense in holding on to this one. Yeah. So I thank y'all for coming on.
I keep
holding that, yes, sir. Hopefully that, huh?
Love you, man.
Yeah, yeah, love you too, bro. So let's see what's gonna happen tomorrow, y'all.
All right, like.
All right, good night, fella.